We've just heard that certain Earth-like systems are simply too far for us to reach. So to search for an alternative home, astronomers need to look closer to our blue dot. Specifically, Mars. Andrew Coates is from UCL's Mallard Space Science Laboratory and principal investigator for a panoramic camera that will be visiting the red planet as part of a new rover mission called ExoMars 2020.
Mars is one of the places where life could have started 3.8 billion years ago, around about the same time that it was starting on Earth, because conditions then were very much like the Earth, and much thicker atmosphere, a magnetic field, and volcanism going on. And it's one of several locations in the solar system where there could be potentially life.
How are we actually exploring the planet?
Well, what we're doing at the moment is using a combination of orbiters and rovers. Currently, NASA has the Curiosity mission on the surface, looking for signs of water and habitability. And what we want to do in the future is actually to extend that search now and look for signs of life. And so we have the European Space Agency and Russian mission called ExoMars that's going to the surface of Mars. And what we'll be able to do with that is actually drill underneath the surface of Mars for the first time up to 2 meters. The surface of Mars is a very inhospitable place at the moment because it's got a very thin atmosphere, which means you have a high radiation environment, a high ultraviolet environment. It's also a very oxidizing environment and thin carbon dioxide atmosphere, so it's not conducive for life now. But underneath the surface, that's where we hope the evidence for life having been on Mars, that's where it'll be.
So how do you know where to drill? Because obviously we're down here on Earth. How can you control that?
One way to do that is with the instruments which look at context. So our one is the main context instrument, really, the PanCam, panoramic camera system. Inside the box, basically, we have 3 cameras. So the 2 of them are wide-angle cameras, and these are spaced 50 centimetres apart. So with that, we get stereo reconstruction, and better than the human eyes can do. Each of those cameras actually has a little filter wheel on the front of it. So this has 11 filters for each of the 2 cameras. So with that, we split up the light into its constituent colours and measure basically the reflectance spectrum of rocks. We're trying to identify the rocks and in particular water-rich minerals to see where the right place is to drill for signs of life.
How will this all work together? Because it's got quite a lot of different instruments on this rover.
Yeah, so with the context instruments, of which PanCam is one, and then we get the other context as well, we actually get a sample from underneath the surface. So it drills underneath the surface. And so we get the sample from there, bring it up, and put it on the same rover into the analytical drawer. And so there are more instruments inside the analytical drawer to actually look for signs of life on Mars.
Obviously, all of this, no humans. How far away is that?
The problems with sending humans are the expense of doing it, $20,000 a kilogram to launch anything into space at the moment. So by the time you've sent a person, the water, the food, it's a lot of kilograms and a lot of money to actually do that.
Because Elon Musk has said that it can be possible. He's got this blueprint to colonise Mars. So can you tell me a bit more about that? What does that involve?
Yeah, so he is building a very large rocket system. I mean, currently they have the Falcon 9, which can re-land the launcher actually back on Earth, and that helps to save cost. But what he's doing now is building something called a BFR, which stands for Big Something Rocket, and we think the something is Falcon.
Not something else.
Yeah, not something else. But it really is big, and that potentially could be taking 100 people to Mars.
Oh, wow. So how long is he planning to do that, and can they stay there? What are some of the problems with it?
Well, he says that they want to launch the first 2 missions in 2022 and then in 2024 maybe take a couple of people to Mars. I think that is wildly optimistic because, of course, they've got to develop the technology to be able to do that. They want to try and use the surface of Mars using water from the under the ground, carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, to make methane and oxygen. And so with that, you could build the fuel to come back. Now, this is the realms of science fiction, really. There's a lot of things to do. First of all, landing in this very thin atmosphere. The other big challenge with Mars is Mars doesn't have a global magnetic field. So unlike the Earth, which has a magnetic field which helps to shield us and our atmosphere from radiation from space, that is dangerous to humans. And so actually having that on the surface and being able to deal with it, even taking people there at all, that's something which has to be really thought about.
Are there any plans on, if we were to stay on Mars, how we might live there? What life would be like? Would we even be able to have houses? How could you build anything like that?
We wouldn't be able to do that very easily because there are a number of differences. I mean, the atmospheric pressure is low. It's carbon dioxide atmosphere. So obviously you've got to have an atmosphere with including oxygen. So that would be done inside, probably huts or whatever, or, you know, things actually built on the surface. So you'd need that type of arrangement. You need to keep the inhabitants warm. You need to, of course, grow food and things like that. So, I mean, people talking about colonization, Elon Musk, of course, is one of the people who has wonderful plans for that. But, you know, the technical challenges of doing it, the difficulties are certainly quite significant at the moment. We don't have the technology to do that.
And how optimistic are you? Do you think it could be done?
I think potentially it could be done if the political will and the money and so on was there. One could get over the technical challenges. It's always great to aim high and have the possibility of solving the technical problems to do it. But, you know, we'll take a little while to actually do that.